You're listening to Black Girl Blueprint.
Because Black girls did it first.
And honestly, better.
Period.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Black Girl Blueprint, your fave podcast for all the Gen Z Black Girl tea. My name's Lauren.
And my name is McKean, and thanks, y'all, for listening to today's episode.
So today, we have a really exciting episode coming up. I'm actually really excited for, like, the reflection and nostalgia that's going to come with all of this. Mm-hmm. As we all know, it's the summertime right now, which is my favorite season, by the way. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that, but I'm a big summer girl.
I feel like by now, yes. But maybe not, but yes.
Exactly. But, yeah, we're all very excited about summer, but we thought it would be really interesting just kind of, like, reflect on summer's past a little bit, especially, like, what our childhood summers were like versus like how we think about summer now. Definitely. As adults.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like in many ways we were talking about this, I think, but I just feel like it's my last summer of freedom, or like when I can just do whatever I want before I'm expected to like have a job or whatever for the rest of my life. So I feel like there's a lot of pressure on this summer. I also feel like it's the summer post COVID where everyone's like, and you know, trying to reminisce like summer 2016 was like a game changer, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I just feel like it'll be funny to talk through what we did as kids. But I'm ready for it. Okay, so anyways, on to the Read the Room before we get into our conversation about summer. For anyone who doesn't know, Read the Room is how we start off every show. We talk about Black Twitter tea, we talk about our tea, we talk about y'all's tea, even though you don't like to tell us your business.
They don't be talking to us. They don't want us to know their business.
There really is no reciprocity in this relationship. Like, you guys can send us voice notes. Even if they're like 50 minutes long like this, like, we'll listen.
We'll listen. I got nothing to do.
Anyway, today's Read the Room topic. The first one is heavy. We're starting it off a little heavy, but very important. Some news that just came out. Lauren, tell us what's going on.
When I saw that headline and like the news articles about it, I was in such an utter state of shock. First of all, I saw Bill Cosby trending on Twitter and I knew that it wasn't going to be anything good. Also, content warning, we are about to be talking about sexual assault with the Bill Cosby case that's been going on for the past couple years. So feel free to skip ahead like 5 minutes to catch the rest of the Read the Room. But apparently the news just came out that he has been released from prison after what, this 3 years he's been in?
I think it was 2 years or something.
Apparently,
like
he was supposed to serve, from what I read, like a 3 years to 10 year sentence, and apparently the conviction got overturned by like the Pennsylvania DA or something like that because there was some type of agreement that was made. And I'm like, what agreement?
Well, basically, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense. Like, basically, because he formally admitted to everything that he was accused of, but in that admitting that in the past, they had some agreement that's like, okay, because I'm admitting, like, you can't hold me accountable for this. So now they're basically like, oh, you can only try me for one of the women, even though I've literally admitted to doing this to multiple women. That's like, you can't try to make this conviction that's like, this is a pattern of like occurrences. So
the justice system makes literally no sense to me.
Like,
how does that even work? Like, how is this like, yeah, I did all these things, but like, I'm gonna get off on a technicality. Like, I'm going to get off.
Right.
Like, the way
it's like, because I told you the truth and because like I admitted I really did do this like dozens of times, you can't bring that up no more.
Like, it was like, I confessed, but like my fingers were crossed. Or like the door, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fine.
It's
so everyone knows it, yet it's just like, we can't put him in prison for this. Sorry.
Literally. And I'm also just like, who did he pay? Like, it just feels so random. Because from what I heard on the news earlier, he was just denied parole for something else. So like, there, I don't think people saw this coming, even people that were like involved in the case.
I just think the whole thing is so sick. Like, the more that I think about it, like, the criminal justice system, like, really be failing. Like, I'm just thinking, I didn't get to watch
all
it yet,
the time,
but there was some post about, like, the response from one of the women that he abused, and I can't imagine what that must feel like.
Right.
Like, the amount of courage it must have taken for those women to, like, come forward with their stories, to go through all the pain of, like, having to relive that, go in court.
Right.
All for him to, like, get convicted, and then they're just like, ah, psych, we gotta let him go. Oops.
Right.
That must be horrible. It's, like, justice is not being
honestly
served. And
I just, no words. And then Felicia Rashad, who up until this morning, if you'd asked me my opinions about her, it's like queen, mother, like goddess, mm-hmm. like auntie of aunties, legend. She comes out and tweets, for anyone who doesn't know, Felicia Rashad played Bill Cosby's wife mm-hmm. on The Cosby Show, but she's also just like a black icon yeah. all around. And she came out tweeting like, finally, justice is served after like years of injustice, da da da. Like she tweets this black and white photo of him, and it's just like, girl. What? And also, she was recently appointed a dean at Howard University, so now Howard students are tight, and they're just like, this is someone who's going to have to like make yeah. decisions on sexual assault cases. And
here she is just standing behind an abuser who was literally right. a convicted abuser, just being like, yes, right. justice. Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing for her.
It's not even like convicted. It's like he literally admitted to, like he said he did. We all heard
exactly.
him say.
So what justice is like, she talking about? I have no words. I'm just really, really sad. And I'm like feeling for the victims and just like everything that this says about like justice yeah. in this country. Oh my goodness.
Anywho, so on to some lighter-hearted news. The BET Awards happened this week. It's gonna be quick. I thought it was fun. I know, I feel like honestly a lot of people our age don't watch. I know you didn't watch. Mm-mm. So
no,
I'll just quickly summarize it. You know, if you missed it, they'll be airing it for the next month on repeat, so you're always have time to tune in. But Miss Taraji P. Henson hosted, and I think she did a great job. She really was like, she did like 10 outfit changes. And her whole thing was like centering black women and like giving black women their flowers. Mm-hmm. She had like a bunch of black women icons sat in the very front row and literally like handed flowers to them. Everyone from like Maxine Waters to Issa Rae to Zendaya was in the front row. So it was just cute. And then the whole time she dressed as like black icons.
Oh, that's so and nice.
From like Erykah Badu to like Betty Boop, who I didn't even know was black. Like I actually learned mm-hmm. something from that show.
I found that out too.
So, right. She did a good job. She did 10 out of 10. I think she like, honestly, she should be hosting all these award shows because I feel like hosting has gotten lazy mm-hmm. and she really brought it back.
She's so charismatic.
But we also need to talk about the snub in the room.
Of course. Chloe and Halle.
Miss Chloe and Halle.
For Ungodly Hour, that era, like all of the visuals they gave us, all that album had no skips. Like it was so good.
And it was, they were in a lane of their own when COVID hit, because their album dropped April,
mm-hmm.
April 2020.
Yeah.
So just after the pandemic, we know they had plans for performances and they did it off in their backyard. We've talked about this before, but
those
like
tennis court performances.
Right. And then they have the nerve to give best group to what's it called? And I like them too. But
I wasn't even there.
Anderson .Paak and.
Oh, Silk Sonic.
Yes. And they're like, yeah, they have one song. Like,
right. What even is the song?
Not like a whole discography, right?
Yeah.
They have one song. Like it's just, it honestly.
Did you see the tweet about someone saying that they don't believe Silk Sonic is a real group? They think it's a money laundering scheme.
No, I did not.
I just thought that was funny. I thought that was relevant.
I can't. No, honestly, I mean, I'm here for it. It's cute. I like Anderson .Paak. That's why I'm impartial to Bruno Mars.
I thought Bruno Mars was a black man. He blackfished me for my entire life. I'm sorry.
I saw a tweet that was like 30. I said Silk Sonic is 35% black.
Ooh, I was like, wow.
Because I didn't know Anderson .Paak was mixed also. Or whatever his name is. Paak.
Damn. These biracials be hiding among us. Let me tell you.
I cannot among us. No. Anyway, on to some two other quick points. So, I mean, do we even?
I kind of want to talk about it. So, basically, the other thing, which is one of the few things that I've seen about the BET Awards, was the whole Jack Harlow and Sweetie thing. So, it was just a video where he was trying to like run game or whatever, trying to talk to her. But there was a whole like meme, I guess, that was kind of made about how he was looking at her. We just wanted to have a little debate about whether Jack Harlow is fine. I personally think that man is fine.
No.
No, you don't agree. What don't you? What is it about him? Is it just because he's a white man?
I mean, I'm not going to say it's just that.
But that is playing a very big role. Is it like 75% of the reason?
I mean, I don't know. I don't even want to have this. That's why I was like, should we even talk about this?
I mean, it's honest.
I just don't think he's attractive. Like, physically, he's ugly. I think it was smooth. Like, it was a little smooth. I could see why like, I'm not, he's not one of those white people that I'm just like, ew, like, how could anyone ever be attracted to this man? But like, I do think that he looks very regular. If I ran into him at the grocery store, I would not be like, oh my God. Like, I would just be like, okay.
That's fair.
You look like your name is Jack Harlow.
That's funny. I think it's also one of those things, though. I think a lot of the people who do find him more attractive, I agree, if I just saw him in, like, the grocery store, I'd be like, okay, fine. But I think it's more so because he is funny and because, like, mm-hmm. I mean, I like his music decently enough. And I think he does have that kind of, like, smoothness right. to him that's kind of, I guess, attractive. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying, though. I hold your point. I wouldn't call the man ugly, but I we're on a similar page.
It's energy. I think we can agree it's not about how he looks that people are attracted to him.
I agree. Because I like the curly hair, though.
Oh, that's what?
Well, not curly. Okay. I mean, white boys curly. Because you know how some of them, the white boys have like
a little, yeah, I know what you
mean. A little bang going on. I don't like that.
I can't. No, he's not the worst white man I've ever seen. That's what I will say.
And I'll take it. That is a big compliment. I feel like
progress.
Anyway, on to our conversation for today. We are going to be talking about summer, like we said, and we thought it'd be great to introduce this conversation by just talking about, like, whatever things we, like, associate with summer for the most part. So we wanted to first start with, like, songs, and I'm very, very big on, like, songs reminding me of, like, certain periods in my life, mm-hmm. so much so that this summer is so important to me that also I actually just switched to Spotify. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a big deal.
That I mean, oh, wait, you just did? I thought you
like yesterday.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
No, I've been on Apple Music just because Spotify is not available in the Bahamas. Mm. But then I bit the bullet, honestly. I was like, I just have to
Amen. Do it. Congratulations.
But I saw you, all the people with Spotify were having all of those cute like recaps or right. whatever, and Apple Music is doing nothing yeah. for us.
So. I just don't have the motivation to like, I don't have the energy to really transfer. So I'm proud of you. You made the jump. Because I'm still on Apple Music.
Thank you. Yeah, I transferred all my playlists yesterday and it wow. was long. But one of those playlists is called Songs of the Summer. Mm-hmm. And it's basically any songs that I like am listening to or I like throughout the course of the summer, I'm just going to put on this playlist so that I can re-listen to them and think of this summer. Mm. So I like having playlists for that. Kiss Me More, though, is my summer song. SZA and Doja Cat did what they needed to
they do. Did.
On that they one. Did. That is my song of the
song
summer.
Song of the summer. Ooh. Well, okay. Do you want to... No, I'll go. My song of the summer okay. is Woman by Doja Cat because I'm obsessed.
Did you like her album?
I did. Did I finish okay. it? Okay, this is tea for me and anyone else who loves Young Thug because I do love Young Thug. I listen to him regularly. He's my top artist. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that man. But that was the only skip in my opinion. That...
I did not like his feature. Neither. I did not think it was that good.
It felt very radio. But honestly, the rest, the Afrobeat Doja, give it.
I like Afrobeat Doja, honestly. I do think, I don't know. I need to listen to the album again. I was a tiny bit disappointed just because I'm a huge Doja stan. Mm-hmm. And I just know that really? She's so like talented. Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I said really because I'm coming from the whole, like, I have support and respect Doja, but I've never listened to any of her albums full. Like, this is the first time.
No, I love her, honestly. I think she's so talented. Like, I think she gets compared to, like, a lot of, like, women rappers
right.
very often. And I think she doesn't really stand up to them in terms of, like, rapping, mm-hmm. I guess, whether that's, like, with lyricism or her flow. Mm. But for the most part, like, she's kind of in, like, a league of her own a little bit, honestly, with what she's doing. Mm. Just because, like, I feel like she has, like, a lot of rap music. But also, like, there's no two Doja Cat songs that really right. sound the same. And I think that's really impressive. Also, she's cool visuals. I think I like her voice.
And she's a dancer. Lot. Like,
she got the moves. She, yes, and like, absolutely.
My friend Kayla was telling me, like, she was a whole professional dancer. Like, she used mm-hmm. to be doing those dance competitions on YouTube. I was like, what can't she do? Because she has the vocals. I think, mm-hmm. and I do think she is, like, a better rapper than some. She's not, like,
yeah.
I won't put them together, but, like, she just does so much. She transcends genre. I'm like, we have a pop princess.
That's what brewing. I'm saying, which is why I'm very much a Doja stan. Mm-hmm. But I need to re-listen to the album, though, because I found myself a little bit bored.
Really?
A tiny bit. But maybe I just wasn't in the right headspace. I'm going to fault me. It's never Doja's fault. I'm going to fault myself.
See, I'm the type of person that organizes my playlist, but this is not even the conversation that we're supposed to be having. But I'm the type of person that organizes my playlist by, like, feeling and vibe. It's, and it's really particular, like it's sometimes too much, and that's why I haven't transferred to Spotify. But I felt myself being like, ooh, this is for my Afrobeats playlist, this is for my like chill vibes playlist, this is for my mumble raps playlist. Like I really was covering the bases, and I was like, she said whatever vibe you want, I got it. Like pick your vibe. Period. Literally, that's what this album is. So I liked it, but I don't know. I have to listen to the others to compare. But anyways, yeah,
I really like Hot Pink a lot. But moving on, I'm thinking about what songs I associate with summer. Summer 2015, I kind of associate that with all of those like Whip and Nae Nae songs.
Yeah, that was terrible too.
I did not like that era. But summer 2016, I saw a TikTok that was talking about like the whole like broccoli, like Fetty Wap, Caroline era. And it was this TikTok of this girl like point of view like getting ready for a party in 2016, and she was like doing her makeup horrible with like the concealer under the eyes.
I feel like there were two coexisting 2016s that was like that, and I think those were the ones that white people also kind of like, I don't know if you're your experience, but like at my white school, that those were the ones that they were also bumping. But then the other side of it was like Controla.
Oh yes, oh my gosh, I forgot. Is that when Views came out? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, all of those. Ooh,
and then
that was the same summer.
Yes, that was all the same summer, which is, and that's why everyone is like, that summer is so amazing, because I just feel like we have not had that many drops. Like Fetty Wap was in his bag, that was his year. Like I love that time. I love Broccoli to this day, can't even lie.
Broccoli's a bop, honestly. Caroline I also like, but I forgot that Work and Controla all came out that too. And that was when Drake dropped that Views album. Yep. I kind of like that a lot. That's probably one of my favorite albums of
his. Absolutely. And then that's also now to redeem myself as a Young Thug fan, not that anyone else cares, but Young Thug made that album. He made Views. And I agree. 2016, that year. But I feel like 2017, I was just looking through my playlist. I feel like for me, that was Crew by Gold Link with featuring Brent Faiyaz. That was, to this day, if I hear that, I'm like, I just feel like I should roll the windows down. I feel like I should be driving somewhere. That's how I feel. And then Wild Thoughts gives me, like, party vibes.
It does. That's fair. I'll take it. Wild Thoughts was also my summer song. I don't think I know the Crew song. I'm going to listen to it after this. I don't think maybe I'll know it if I heard it, but I don't know the song.
It really is. I know Gold Link is kind of canceled, but like,
what he do?
He like, well, he's like talked trash about Mac Miller like a year after he died on some like dumb stuff. This whole Instagram post is terrible, so that was why he was canceled. But
okay, fair enough.
I can't lie.
Oh gosh. Well, other things associated with the summer, smells I think are an important thing too. Chlorine is just what summer smells like to me. Chlorine and sunscreen.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like this is a gross one, but I feel like for American beaches, they kind of smell particularly bad. Like not bad, really? But like you smell it when you're getting close. I don't feel like I feel that when I'm in Barbados or anything, but like when you're getting close here, it smells kind of fishy. So I feel like that I associate with summer.
Ew.
I know. Bug spray also for sure.
Bug spray, big one.
Not in the good
kind
way.
Of I'm barbecues and bonfires are a little bit for me.
Yes. I think of like charcoal grill smell.
Yeah.
Amen. I want that all now. Like right now. Run me that. What? Okay. Foods.
Any type of fruits, honestly. Watermelon, mangoes, just like all cut up and put into a bowl.
Mango for sure. I also think of those, like, I don't know if you had those freeze pops, like the basic.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
That like netted bag. They don't be having those on hand like they used to when I was little.
No, and those were the bomb. Like those made it.
I personally like the yellow ones and the purple ones when it came to freeze pops.
That's fair. No, popsicles are a big one. Ice cream too. Also Capri Sun for some reason.
And
it's giving very much summer.
Did you ever have Huggies? I think that's what they were called. They were like these, they were like barrel shaped. Someone tell me if anyone listening has heard of these, validate this experience, because there are these like barrel shaped like juices. They had different colors and they had a metal lid.
Oh, yes. I've had these. Yes, I remember these.
Okay. I was like,
little Hug fruit barrels. Yes.
Those were, I used to love those so much. Hugs. That's what they're called. Little Hug. That's not what I remember them being named, but those used to be so bomb. I don't know the last time I had one.
I'm so nostalgic now. Now I'm just thinking about like childhood summers so much. And what it was like having summer as a kid. Like, it'd be so exciting because you didn't have any jobs or internship. It was just vibes.
Right.
So sometimes I go to like summer camp. I would like watch 10 episodes, not 10 episodes, like 10 seasons of a show in like 2 weeks.
No, literally, as you got older, it was like when Netflix became a thing, that was the time to fly through.
Exactly. Or I would just like hang out with my friends. I would also stay up late. Mm-hmm. I would be up until like 5 a.m. every night. And now I'm in bed by like 9.
Yep. I remember like before I could drive, me and my friend, we did this, I think, a couple of times, but one particular time stands out in my mind. But we took the public bus all the way to the beach for like, we were on that bus for like an hour and a half. I don't think I ever did that. Or like, I don't even know how we started to do that. But it was literally so fun. Like, just... You know, like literally full day, like doing absolutely nothing. It was so fun. I missed that.
Was your summer 2016 as good as we make it out to be?
I don't even remember. Like, that's the thing. I don't have such particular memory that I'm like, that was this summer. But I think the best summer in my experience was maybe not summer 2016, but summer before college, post high school.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Absolutely nothing to do. I was working at Starbucks. And I just felt like I was just having so much fun. Like, I literally had such a great time. I missed that.
I'm trying to think of my best summer now. I know there was a time, I think maybe from like 2014 to 2017, where all of my friends and I had the same job and we would all work at a summer camp.
That's cute.
And it was like a performing arts creative summer camp. And we would spend all our time with like kids, like doing songs and dances. And we would just like hang out on our lunch breaks and like hang out after. We would go to the movies.
That's so cute.
And there was this thing called like Gumbe, which is like a festival that they have like throughout July on like every Thursday night in July. And we would go there every single week.
And that sounds great.
Nothing to do. We would just like walk around, hang out on the beach. Like everyone our age would like be there.
Right.
And just people like, I don't know. I kind of miss it. I'm way too old to go now. My brother even feels like a little bit too old to be going there. But like, yeah.
That's nice. Do you feel like, see, for me on my end, I feel like there were just not things. Like once I reached a certain point in my life, like in teenage years, that there was just not stuff like structured or even semi-structured stuff to do. Like, everyone older than us was like going out and we couldn't do that. And I don't even know if it was a necessary one. And like beyond house parties, there was literally just nothing. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, bruh.
I think I was like in a little bit of a unique position just because there's literally nothing to do in Freeport at all. Mm-hmm. So all of my stuff, like we'd always have to make our own fun. But I feel that especially like even before I was like teaching at a summer camp, I would like go to the summer camps. Mm-hmm. And that was just a way to like hang out with like friends all day. Kind of, and you'd have like these like structured activities. You'd be like, you're gonna be here at this time with like supervision, and you don't really get that in like your later teen years. You're like too young or too old.
Yeah,
they need more activities for young adults.
And honestly, even I could see it. Like, I could see a very well branded like weekend summer camp. Oh my god, a Black Girl Blueprint summer camp one day when we have.
Oh my gosh, stop! Listen.
Period. It's like a weekend girl. Oh my god, guys, wait on it.
Guys, wait on it. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. We gonna have a retreat
next summer.
Tents and everything, but like indoor bathrooms because we don't
play that. We don't do that. No.
Okay. Anyways.
But no, like I'm really just still like reflecting on these like younger, especially now I'm trying to like compare it to like my adult summers a little bit more, because now it's like then like the internships actually started and like we got to college and there was like pressure to like have a job for the summer and it was always like those last months of like April and May just like trying to like scramble and find somewhere to work, to like be tired when you get off. And it's like, it's like a common thing now for my friends to be like, yo, I just got off of work. It's like 8 p.m. Can't go out. Like, I will be tied up all weekend. And it's so interesting. Did you work a lot during summers in high school? Or is that more of like a thing as you got older?
I did, because I just like always wanted to have money. Fair. I think it was still more lax than it is now. But even though I'm sure this is more lax than it will be in the future too. But
yeah,
I didn't have to work. So like, I think the first summer I ever had a job, it was like 3 days a week. So I still had a bunch of time off and I just worked like 8 to 5 or something 3 days a week. But then as I got older, I definitely started working way more. Like I did that for 2 summers. And then the following summer, like I kept the job through part of the school year. And then the following summer, I was working opening shift at Starbucks at 3 a.m. So that thing was crazy. But
that sounds wild.
I always liked to work a little bit. Not like I like to, but I like to have money to spend.
That's fair. And when you started college, were you going home every summer or were you like staying in the city?
Well, what did I do? I feel like everything is so crazy. Like both of my parents also moved from my hometown after I graduated high school. So first summer after college, I spent with my mom. Second summer, no, I didn't get to have jobs just because of really weird, like traveling and moving circumstances, but like I would have preferred to.
That makes sense. Also, I'm thinking about it now. Have you felt how hot it is? Maybe it's not that hot where you are. New York is steaming right now. It's like 95 degrees today.
Literally, I drove for like 30 minutes and it was said, my car said the whole time 102 degrees. Crazy.
Were summers always as hot or is this some global warming? This is climate change.
Yep.
I saw this meme that was just like, we're experiencing like the hottest summer ever, but also the coolest summer we will probably ever experience.
I saw that and I was like, please don't scare me right now. It's a Thursday. I'm like,
I can't handle this, bestie. Please do not give me this today.
I can't.
What did you do last summer for your COVID summer? I think that's
talk about. Well, wait, what did you do growing up in the summer? You didn't tell the masses.
Growing up in the summer?
Yeah, in high school summers. You didn't
tell. Those are my high school summers. I would do like the summer camp.
Oh, you never worked in. Okay, I see.
No, I didn't have internships back home. No, that's not really a thing.
Also, you don't need to. Like, and also, I think if there are any high schoolers working, I mean, not working, listening to this episode, I think if you are thinking about getting a summer job, don't feel like you need to get no internship. I think the most helpful of the jobs that I had, because I had 1-2 internships and I had 2 regular like customer service jobs. Customer service ones were so helpful. Like now I can talk to people. Now I can like, I just don't care. You really build thick skin. And I think that's a really good process to go through. So if you're thinking about working, piece of advice. But anyways, COVID summer, did I do nothing? I had a fellowship. So that technically is paying me. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't worked the past few summers. Now that I think about it, I've kind of been chilling. Yeah,
that sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't tell nobody because I've told other people other things, but I am working this summer.
I don't know. My COVID summer was really interesting because it was really boring. Like there was no internship or there was no job, but I still didn't get any rest. I was just always like antsy the entire summer because I'm like, I want to be doing something. It was like actually nothing to do. Like you couldn't go anywhere. Like Freeport was on like complete lockdown.
Wow.
And it felt, I didn't even really feel like a summer. It just felt like a limbo in time.
Yeah.
That just kind of passed. I mean, I started Eco Justice Project and I did like a lot of like climate related stuff. And that felt really good. Also, we started this podcast in COVID summer. Period. Crazy.
Wow. A year.
But yeah, it was not fun. I did not have a good summer. Also, my birthday's in the summer. And my last birthday, I was just like,
Wait, when is your birthday?
Listen, I was going to wait until the things was bringing me joy, but my birthday's next Wednesday.
We'll
talk about it after.
I don't think it was like, I definitely remember wanting to do more and like wishing I was traveling or like going somewhere. But I sort of, I think I had made the most of it. That was when I first gardened. So that thing really did make me happy. And like just chilling with my family became my like everyday type thing. And we were all kind of just had more time off in the summer because we were all done with school. And after that semester, that exhale, that summer 2020 was just like, I just really couldn't do anything, even though I wanted a job, but I didn't really want to be in nobody's face. So it was a challenge. It was weird to decide like, what would we be doing? And I'm glad we're not. This summer feels way different. Like,
yeah. And I think there are so many people who feel that way about last summer, which is why this summer has become such a big deal. And there's like a lot of like, not necessarily pressure, but there's like a lot of wanting to like make this summer count or whatever. Right. Especially for us in particular, if you are like entering your like senior year or whatever, going into adulthood, which is scary on its own. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in another episode.
For real.
But like, thinking about like what were summers like for adults? Like I'm thinking about like how my parents would spend summers when they had full-time jobs. There's no break. There's no rest. You get 2 weeks off.
I had like, I kind of had it screwed in my mind because my mom is a professor. So she has the summer off. And I was just like, oh, cool. Like that was my whole life. So I thought that was like maybe more common than it. I'm realizing it's not. And I have no desire to be a professor, but I'm also like, dang, is it
that summer off would hit?
like, no, do I stay in school for like 8 years to get the summer off for the rest of my life?
I don't know. It might be worth it, honestly.
I don't know what's worth it. None of it's worth it.
None of any of this. Capitalism not worth it. But this is our last summer of freedom, if you want to put it that way. How do you feel? Like, how do you feel about this summer being your last summer of freedom? Like, are you more, I don't know, do you have like a greater desire to try to make it count and like do fun things and make memories and like make up for last semester? Also, we're vaccinated, but we're still like scared of COVID.
Right, so right. Really, I mean, I feel like I have not thought about this yet. So that you're getting unprocessed, like things that quickly come to mind. I've definitely just been avoiding thinking about that partially. But I feel like, I do feel like just generally my energy post COVID is just like being grateful for whatever I can, doing the most that I can do within any confines. So like, just I've really had to learn how to make my own fun, but like I know I'm gonna have a good time, so that's kind of why I'm not worried about it. And I also am choosing to be of the belief that's like, okay, this is only technically my last summer, but like I am going to build a life for myself that allows me to have more summers of joy. Like, that's just what's gonna happen. I don't know.
So do you have any conception of like what your ideal summer would look like? Well, you're going to move to the city, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everything is just so up in the air that like planning has been really hard. Like, I was not planning to move to the city until the end of the summer. And now like I'm planning to move in 2 weeks. So like, it's hard to think past the like, okay, I need to get furniture. Like, I need to make sure the lease is signed and get all those documents in. But honestly, that was a joy enough. Like, the fact that I'm going to be in New York for the summer was like, okay, I'm gonna have a good, like, in case I didn't think before, like, I'm gonna have a good time right now. And regardless of what happens, even if it ends up being the driest New York summer ever, it's gonna be good. That's so like cheesy, but that's my truth.
I love cheesy. I am a big proponent for cheesy. I want this to be like one of my most fun summers. I'm really excited. Hey. So fun. I'm living with my friends right now, and I just want to like have more fun doing more activities, explore the city. I also want to pick up some hobbies. I just want this to be like a big growth summer. So I started like journaling.
Yay,
I started
like we love more. Journaling.
I just finished a book. I read a book in a day. Also, I spent like $100 at like not Barnes and Nobles. What's the other one called? Mix something. It's like a big bookstore. Anyway, I bought like 6 books, and there's gonna be like
$100. Girl, get a library card.
I know, but I was sad, so I started spending. I also like to keep books. I don't know, I'm kind of a book hoarder, but I think they look pretty. I just really love bookshelves.
I respect that.
For some reason,
I don't like to keep books. They take up so much space, but I do like to read them whenever I have time. So
I'm making time though. Like, I'm trying to be really intentional about like giving myself like a couple hours a day to like make sure that like this is my time.
Amen.
Whether that's like reading, journaling, crocheting. I think I might start. Ooh. I might take up pottery too. I don't know.
Knitting like is also fun. Knitting, carry that through the winter. Build yourself some scarves.
Some scarves, some hats, some gloves, maybe. But
yes.
I'm excited. I think regardless, this is going to be like, it's been a very formative year for me, and I think this is also going to be a very like formative summer. So I'm very happy about that.
Love that for you. I'm here for the hobbies. Keep us posted. Let us know what you discover.
I'll let y'all know.
You are also highly capable of.
I just finished a book like an hour ago before this call, called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It was an interesting book, a very light read, but it was pretty interesting. So
what type of books do you like to read? Just so the people
know. I'll read anything. That book is kind of like a historical fiction with like some romance in it. The other books I got, well, I'm getting, so basically, do you know who Anne Petrie is?
Yes. Oh my God. She wrote The Street. Yes.
The Street. So The Street was one of the books I got. I also got If Beale Street Could Talk.
The Street is so good. Did you read it already? Yes.
No, I haven't read it. I just got the book. So that might be my next one.
And it'll be so weird for you to read that you're in Harlem. Like, it's on 125th, like the whole setting.
I'm so excited.
It's like really okay. Nice to read.
So I got that one, and I'm very excited about that. I also got, yeah, If Beale Street Could Talk by James Baldwin, because I wanted to watch the movie, but I want to reread the book first, because I've heard it's really good. Also got Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Yes. Oh my God, one. That one's a heavy one, though.
I like me some heavy stuff. That one, a little all over the place. But then I also got this, like, really, really thick, like, sci-fi fantasy book. It's called, like, House of Earth and Blood or something.
Know that one. Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm very excited about it. Looks like it's like 1,000 pages, so period. We'll see.
Okay, so I guess we are at the what's bringing us joy
part. And of those that. Are the, those books are bringing me joy. But also, I mean, by the time this episode comes out, my birthday will have already passed. But my birthday is on July 7th.
Hey.
7/7. I'm turning 20. Ooh,
wow.
My 20th birthday.
Oh, my God. I always forget. And then I'm like, wow.
I'm literally a child. But I'm very excited. It's going to be exciting to not be like a teenager anymore. Yes.
And is this your first birthday you celebrated in New York?
Yes, my first birthday not home. In
what are the plans? It's
very exciting. I don't have plans. I think my boyfriend and friend are surprising me with something, and I'm pretending that I don't hear them whispering out in the living room.
We don't know nothing.
But I'm like, I'm hearing nothing. But I'm
just surprised.
So it's like, I'm like, oh my God, I have no idea. But I'm giving myself a birthday week because I think I deserve it.
As you should.
So basically 4th of July coming up, we're going to celebrate that weekend. And then my birthday's
on
Wednesday. We'll do something that day, I guess. And then we'll celebrate the weekend after.
Amen. Love that for you.
I deserve a whole week for my birthday.
As you do.
But yes. So how about you? What's bringing you joy?
Okay. I'm going to say my garden again. Sorry, guys. Just listen to me for the next like 3 weeks while I'm still here. But I have new baby squash and like all these little baby vegetables, and that thing is bringing me so much joy. I'm also coming to New York this weekend, and like my move is getting real. So that's fun and like scary and exciting. And like, I don't know anything about a lease, but like your girl is obsessed with Facebook Marketplace and looking up.
That's funny.
So avoiding the formal documents, but fully enjoying the like interior decorator side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those are my joy pieces today. Wow, is this like the second week in a row it didn't take us like 10 minutes to come up with something?
I know. I usually have to edit us like 15 minutes of silence just contemplating, but we're really happy. I think that's good for us. You know?
Amen.
Period. Amen. It's about time. It's been a rough year.
For real.
But that is all that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Have a great summer.
Yes. Cheers to summer. I hope you guys don't go and do something summery today or over the weekend, since it is Friday after all, or whenever you happen to listen to this, but it is Friday when it goes up. If you want to keep in touch with us in the meantime until next Friday, check us on Instagram at Black Girl Blueprint, Twitter at B Girl Blueprint. And I mean, I'm tired of begging y'all like to hit us up, but like hit us up, you know, we want to hear
from you. Yeah, a little something, you know what I mean? And if you like this episode, let us know by subscribing, leaving a review. You can give us a rating as well. 5 stars if you wanted to. That's fine. But yeah.
Yep.
You know.
Mm-hmm. All right. See you next week. Bye.
See you all next week. Bye.